Today is April 20th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Janitor's hands burned when oil plant flares. Slight burns were received by the Japanese janitor of the Elks home about 6 o'clock last night when overflowing oil from the heating plant in the basement of the building ignited and for a few minutes threatened to cause a serious blaze. Smoke, which filled the lower part of the building, caused the fire department to be called, but the fire was put out with a hand extinguisher before any damage had been done to the building. The janitor's hand was caught in the first blast of the flame, but after receiving attention at the Holcomb General Hospital, he was able to resume his duties last night. The fire department also answered a call to the home of J.A. Sauter, 420 4th Street, at about 9:30 o'clock yesterday morning, when a chimney fire burned itself out without damage. In other news, Elks entertain ladies tomorrow night with radio. A radio concert for Elks, ladies, and invited guests will be given tomorrow night in the lodge room of the Elks home, starting at 8:30 o'clock, or as soon thereafter as the waves roll in. The set used to be one of a similar type to which the lodge has ordered is being used as a demonstrator by the salesman who took the order. The receiving set has previously been demonstrated and is reported to have been very well liked by the lodge members who heard it. In other news, King Tut will be honored Friday by American Legion. Plans for the King Tut dance to be given Friday night in Veterans Hall by Hoquiam Post No. 16, American Legion, are practically complete, according to John Dickinson, who is in charge of the event. The ballroom of the hall, which will be turned into a veritable Egyptian temple for the event, with immense sarcophagus of the King Tut himself and his own mummy contained therein, as the center of the decorations. The pyramids and the Sphinx and all the rest of Egypt will be there for one night, Mr. Dickinson promises, though the expense of transporting the historical relics to Hoquiam is reported to have been terrific. In the city and county news, a regular meeting of the Brotherhood of American Yeomen will be held Wednesday evening in the Eagles Hall of Aberdeen. Traffic Officer Jack Ellis made a busy day of it yesterday when nice weather tempted many cars to open the road and picked up 4 speeders. C.R. Bailey posted $10 bail at police headquarters, and O. McCallison, R.H. Hayden, and E.R. Parkinson put up $5 each. Their trials are set for Monday afternoon. Fireproof storage, auto repairs, accessories, batteries recharge, C.H. Ward Motor Company, Incorporated, 5th and I Street, phone 1072. And finally, the meeting of the Law Enforcement League Tuesday night in the YMCA is expected to bring out every member, as well as every person who is interested in law enforcement and would become a member. The hour is 8 o'clock. A larger hall will be obtained if possible. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 20th, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here in the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.